Unit 3. Job Hunting. Integrated Skills Development. New Words and Expressions. Booby. Clinch. Compassion. Conflict. Contrive. Credentials. Episode. Glimpse. Interfere. Macrame. Naturally. Occur. Outgoing. Positive. Ramble. Rambler. Recall. Relate. Shatter. Trap. Trial. Trick. Unique. Booby trap. In vain. Interfere with. Off guard. O2. Passage. Fruitful interview. The coming early summer is again the time when college students are busy with job interviews in the hope that 4 years' high-priced education was not in vain. A job hunter can have the best credentials in the world and still fail the job interview. If that happens, his dreams of employment are shattered, at least with one employer. Some people are naturally better at interviews than others, thanks to an outgoing personality. But it takes more than smooth talk to a job. Personnel experts say that preparation is the thing. Learn how to play the game of hard questions, which is what a job interview is all about. Interviewers may differ in technique, but there are some common questions most of them always ask. The first 60 to 80 seconds are the most important part of an interview. Ed Morger, a director of the graduate school in Carnegie Mellon University, Pittsburgh, said. This occurs during the small talk, before the hard questions begin. If you can relate some unique experience that will make the interviewer remember you, you may clinch a job, he said. But it must be done without appearing to be contrived. I remember a girl who mentioned that she did macrame. So did the interviewer's wife. Some of the questions seem harmless enough. Actually, they are tricks designed to bring out your weaknesses and strengths. Tell me about your life is almost always asked. It is a trap for ramblers. The interviewer wants to see how quickly you organize your thoughts and how well you communicate. Someone who rambles a lot is on shaky ground. Your answer also provides a glimpse of your character and interest. Morger recalled an episode about a lawyer being interviewed for trial work with a large firm. She talked about a skiing medal she had won. It showed she liked to win, so she was given the position. Another question that usually catches people off guard. What is your weakness? It's a most difficult question. One should always try to present a weakness in a positive light. You might say, one of my problems is that I'm a perfectionist. It interferes with my personal life because I'm always taking work home. Perhaps the most dangerous booby trap is the inquiry, what do you think of your former boss or company? Never badmouth anyone, advises Moisier. If you were fired, try to owe it to personality conflicts rather than to some other people. But always stress that the conflicts didn't prevent you from doing your job well. Be more careful about the presentation of your former boss. It might be noted that he helped me learn specific skills, or he was under a lot of pressures. You might add, but I would have handled it differently and shown more compassion to the employees. Listening. 9. Listen to the woman's talk about her working experience and put the events in order.
Well, I studied economics at university, and then I was lucky and went to get a job as an accountant in a local department store. It wasn't exactly what I wanted, but you know, it was a first job. I stayed there for 4 years altogether. After 3 years, I was promoted to accounts manager, and I stayed in that job for a year. But then I really got bored, so I decided to leave, and I applied for other jobs in the area. But I had no luck getting a second job at all, and I was very short of money. So in the end, I had to get a job working as a waitress in a restaurant. Well, it wasn't very successful because I'm not good at it, you see, and I kept dropping things. So after a few weeks, they gave me the sack. And then, just by chance, I met an old friend who I was with at university, and he was working in television. And he got me a job as a television researcher on a program called Business Today. And after a few months, really, they decided that they wanted younger presenters of the program, and I got the job, and I love it.
10. Listen to the woman's talk again, and try to answer the following questions.
Well, I studied economics at university, and then I was lucky and went to get a job as an accountant in a local department store. It wasn't exactly what I wanted, but you know, it was a first job. I stayed there for 4 years altogether. After 3 years, I was promoted to accounts manager, and I stayed in that job for a year. But then I really got bored, so I decided to leave, and I applied for other jobs in the area. But I had no luck getting a second job at all, and I was very short of money. So in the end, I had to get a job working as a waitress in a restaurant. Well, it wasn't very successful because I'm not good at it, you see, and I kept dropping things. So after a few weeks, they gave me the sack. And then, just by chance, I met an old friend who I was with at university, and he was working in television. And he got me a job as a television researcher on a program called Business Today. And after a few months, really, They decided that they wanted younger presenters of the program, and I got the job, and I love it.
Merry learning. One day, the wind and the sun had an argument. "I'm stronger than you," said the wind, and blew as hard as he could. "Nonsense," said the sun. Just then, they saw a man walking along, wearing a hat and a coat. "I'll show you how strong I am," said the wind. "Watch me blow that man's hat and coat off." He blew and blew, but the man only pulled his hat over his ears and held on to his coat. "Now it's my turn," said the sun, and he came out from behind a cloud and shone down on the man. "Whew, it's getting hot," said the man. He took his hat and coat off and lay down on the ground and fell asleep. "I've won," said the sun quietly.